I just like to say some thoughts on it. Yes. When you look at verse 9, at the end of verse 9, it says that, and how should I do this great wickedness and sin against God? So here in Joseph, here we see that he was able to judge the situation. I know my English is a little bit, it's not enough, so I cannot make the things it's very clear what I really want to say. So I think brethren will understand me. So here what I'm trying to say is that Joseph is able to judge the situation, or he was able to judge the circumstances here, that he was able to say that it was the wickedness. He was able to judge what is wicked things before the eyes of God. And the one other thing that he said is, it is the sin against God. So, as a godly, as he lived a very godly life, as he lived his life in the fear of God, he was able to recognize what is evil things in the sight of God and what is the sin against God. So it's very, very important for each one of us to judge the things when it comes to the question of temptation. I know that the temptation always comes in a, sometimes in a very, very positive way. And sometimes we may think that this is a good thing. But as a Christian, we should be able to judge what is wickedness and what is sin against God. And the other thing that I would like to say is, that's in verse 12. But he left his garment in her hand and fled and ran out. And it came to pass when she saw that he had left his garment in her hand and had fled forth, that she called the men of her house and spoke to them, saying, see, he has brought in a Hebrew man to us and to mock us. And here the verse 12, what you see is this: Joseph was able to put aside the flesh. He was able to say no to the temptation. And why he was able to say no to the temptation, or why he fled from the temptation, was the reason that he knew that it was the wickedness and it was the sin against God. So the reference that you have provided in outline says, flee from, I can't remember what's the verse, 2 Timothy. Yeah, it's a 2:22. But youthful lust flee and pursue righteousness, faith, love, peace. And so here, the Joseph was able to flee from the youthful lust. And as Joseph was a very young man, he was always for the sake of righteousness. He stood for the righteousness. He stood for the sake of God. And here it means to say that, what it means to say is that he lived a very godly life. And he was very, very concerned about the purity. And he was able to say no to the every kinds of immoral activities in his life. And the wonderful result of this saying no to the temptation was that in verse 23, in Genesis chapter 39, verse 23, it says that even he was suffering for the sake of righteousness, the result was that the chief of the townhouse looked not to anything under his hand, because Jehovah was with him, and what he did, Jehovah made it prosper. So the wonderful result in saying no to the temptation and bearing and able to judge the right things was that the God will always make it success. God will always bless. And as a result, we have a very blessed life and a very godly life. It may take some time. I also would like to see one young man from the other scripture that is a little bit contrasting than Joseph. And I think you know all, you know the story of the Samson. When you go through the book of Judges chapter 14, you will see Samson going to a woman, a heathen woman, and she was not from the people of God. She was not the woman from the people of God. And here it says in the book of Judges chapter 14, the Samson went down to Timnah and saw a woman in Timnah of the daughters of the Philistine. And the scripture says that he saw that the woman was very beautiful, and it was she was very attractive to him. As of the flesh, as he was walking in the flesh, he pursued his parents to arrange a marriage for him. And as a result, what happened is he married this woman. And later in the story, what you find is you will find that this Samson had to end his life. And the main cause of this downfall in his life was the women that he followed or that he married. So what are contrasting characters with the Joseph, with the Samson? We know that Samson was also a man of God. And here in the book of Judges we find that God was with him and the Spirit of God was guiding him to fight with his enemies. But here in the in this story what we find is he was not able to say no to the temptation. He was not able to say, he was not able to judge what is right. And he was not able to judge that the women that he was going to marry was in the mind of God. And that was really the cause for his downfall. That was really the cause for his spiritual downfall. So that is also the sometimes the case for us, that if we are not able to judge the things in our life, and that can be the cause of our spiritual downfall in our life. And the result can be that here the Samson had to end his life. And sometimes the result may be that we may have to end our life in this situation. So in the book of 1 Timothy, sometimes here it says that we should also be that let no man despise thy youth. So when considering the youth of the scriptures, it is always emphasized, or it's always given emphasis upon the purity or upon living a godly life. So this is two contrasting character that I would like to make. So I think